essentially what the company is saying, that there's not one reason why this disaster happened, and that the blame essentially lies on several people, including not only BP, but Transocean and the company Halliburton. So this is not much different from what, if you remember, back in May when all three company executives went before on Capitol Hill and started pointing fingers at each other. BP pointing to several factors that led to the disaster happening, one of them being the cement mixture that was sent down into that oil well, which should have kept the oil and the natural gas from flowing up. That, they say, is Halliburton's responsibility and that they messed that up. There's also some questions about pressure readings in the well, in the blowout preventer, in the hours leading up to the explosion. BP says some of its employees and some Transocean workers didn't read that properly. Independent report investigation being worked on as we speak. That is part of the government investigation involving the Coast Guard and the former agency known as the Minerals Management Service. But that won't be due out, Drew, until sometime in December.
We've also got an investigation team up where the origin and cause of the fire, where we believe the origin of the fire was. They're investigating cause and origin. I don't have any information yet on what the cause of the fire is. We had 20 missing people reported. Of those, 8 people are still, they're open investigations. Of those 8, many of those are people that didn't evacuate. What we're doing at this time, we're doing follow-up with them, contacting relatives, also sending officers up to do welfare checks at the residence.
I think people have a fatigue in general when it comes to disaster relief. But if I can say that the thing that I've learned the most in being here is that we tend to focus on one issue at a time because that seems to be what people can absorb and care for. But Pakistan, as you know, is so complex because it has not just the people from the flood and the 18 million affected now, but it still has the 1.7 million Afghan people who are here, and they've been displaced from the flood.
A double encounter that's unusual. This one right here is RX-30, and they're saying it passed within about 150,000 miles of Earth a little bit before 6 a.m., and this one here they're calling RF-12. It's expected to pass within about 50,000 miles just after 5 p.m. today. It's not visible to the naked eye. You're not going to feel it, and they don't pose a threat. But NASA is saying that it is a reminder that there needs to be close monitoring of this kind of thing.